The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. I know, I jumped on early, and to all my friends that were with us on the Perillo tour, and there's a Joe, there you go. I tell you, we are so close. We have such a great family on this radio station all across the country. We had South Carolina there. We had Compton, California. We had everybody from all around the country. They listened. Chicago was with us on this trip, you know, and then everybody from certainly New York and New Jersey. And gosh, and people, when we all got off the plane, we went through customs at JFK, and everybody's going like, hey, Joe, you on the radio tomorrow? Hey, Joe, they listen, and I love you for listening. We love you. What we have built here at this radio station, with a shout out to Salem Media and Mr. Phil Boyce, of course, and Jerry Crowley, my friend Dr. Positano, brought me over to the radio station here. Never thought I would experience just the closeness, you know, of an audience, if you will, like I have on the radio. So we appreciate it. It's the most intimate medium, and you're beyond just an audience. You are now family, and I am proud to be part of that family and proud to have you with us. Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer, out of New York. I speak to you this morning from my home. Taking care of the kids. I have the girls with us. I'll tell you all about that. But let's get back to business. We have Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis, kind enough to join us on the radio, senior fellow for defense priorities, former Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Army and the author of 11th Hour in 2020 America. Colonel, welcome back to the show, sir. Kind of you to join us this morning.
Thanks for having me back, Joe. Always love to be on your show.
Well, we love it. Colonel, I'll tell you, I just literally hours ago got back from Italy. They love Americans. The Italians love America, unlike those folks down in Washington, sir. You know, it's like that. But we are revered. And then I kept thinking, and as we talked about areas of Enzo, we talked about Salerno, and I kept thinking about how we, the United States Army, the United States Marines, again, with our allies, but mostly the U.S., how we went in and freed a country just that was just taken over by the Nazis, with Mussolini making the incredible missteps that he made. And they, you know, they don't forget, Colonel. They don't forget, and they appreciate that more than I could tell you, sir.
Yeah, you know, I funny you mentioned that, because I actually spent some time in Italy and kind of went on a big tour of the U.S. landings at Salerno, at Anzio, all the way up into Rome and through the mountains. And it was a remarkable thing. And yeah, I agree with you that, you know, a lot of people that were liberated by the United States in those times, they don't forget.
But we made, as we went to Anzio, and that did not work out, and I'm being kind, and I want to be generous because of the soldiers that we lost there, rest their souls. But it was Messina. We went, was it Patton indeed, or Montgomery, or Eisenhower that said, let's go through Sicily as we make the approach? Who made that decision? I should know this, and I don't.
Yeah, that was originally Churchill, actually, that wanted to go up in through there. And they thought, let's go to Sicily first, and then that'll allow us to jump all to the tip of the boot and then go up to the so-called soft underbelly, which was not soft at all.
Yeah, you're right. And my father was right there in the United States Army Air Corps, sir, in Barry.
No kidding.
Yeah, flying those B-17s and those B-24s right over Trieste, right into Berlin. So we're proud of that. Proud of your service as well, sir. So what happened? 12 warplanes near South Korea, North Korea flying warplanes down near South Korea. This doesn't stop. What's going on here, if we can ask, Colonel?
Yeah, you know, I think that the North Koreans are kind of taking a page out of China's book, because, you know, China does that a lot. Every time they have any kind of an issue with Taiwan, they'll send a large number of airplanes flying near their territory, and you know, now even past the median line, et cetera. And I think that that North Korea is saying, hey, let's do the same kind of thing. Because as you may know, they have fired, I think this latest salvo brought up to 23 the number of missile tests they've had this month, which is the most, I'm sorry, this year, which is the most they've had in any year since Kim Jong-un took power in 2012. So they're really kind of ramping up the testing of their capacity and demonstrating both to themselves and to the world at large that they have the ability to defend their country.
And to the point we keep hearing about, oh, now we're going to have a nuclear war. We keep hearing about, now, I don't know if this is true, that the Biden administration is buying pills that will stop radiation poisoning. And I don't know what to believe anymore, but I do know. On the internet, you know, we don't get much American news anymore overseas, in Italy anyway. But I did see internationally them talking about this nuclear threat, something we have to worry about. Indeed, Colonel.
Well, it is. In fact, I just published a piece yesterday in the publication 1945 that discusses that exact issue. And the point being that, you know, everybody's real excited about all the stuff that Ukraine has been doing in these over the last 6 or 7 weeks, and these advances they've made in Kharkiv and now down in the Kherson area. And people are going, yeah, great, we're going to drive Russia out and they're going to defeat. And I just keep telling people, look, this is not just some country. This is a nuclear power. They have more nuclear weapons than any other country on the planet. And the idea that you're going to just conventionally force them off territory they now consider Russian territory and drive them out, and Putin is just going to allow it to happen without using his arsenal, is just unrealistic and extreme, and just taking, forgive the pun, but Russian roulette gamble that he's not going to use them. And we have to be sober and recognize that it doesn't matter what we want or what we wish would happen. We have to take into consideration what is likely to happen if we keep on this course of action and press Russia even further toward losing the war. And that's just the reality of it. We can't risk an American city being destroyed over something that may happen in Ukraine, Eastern Ukraine at that. We just can't do it. And we're foolish if we keep going down that path.
It's so, and when I see what could possibly happen with Putin, and then I see how Ukraine is making headway, is now that's not just PR, that Ukraine is really taking out Russia, because we're confused. And what I saw internationally, sir, Colonel Davis, kind enough to join us on the radio with Joe Piscopo, is that when I say internationally, Putin's like, oh, we're going to annex certain parts of Ukraine are coming back to the Soviet Union. Is that it sounded like a madman. Is there any truth to that?
Well, yes, there's truth to both of those things. Putin, made those annexations in response to the losses on the battlefield because he wanted to shore up support both within the occupied territories where the Russian speakers are. We also have to consider it's not like that Russia has, you know, held captive these four regions. Mostly these regions had been at civil war for 8 years against the western part of Ukraine. These are Ukrainians, for the most part, that are against the western Ukraine. So it's a civil war there, and Russia is basically joining with its co-religionists and co-speakers in Russian language. And he's not just going to abandon them. In fact, that was one of his primary justifications for going to the war, to defend against the Ukrainians in the west that were attacking in the east. And so he's not just going to give that up. And we have to understand that he truly does consider that Russian territory as much as, you know, Russia proper. And if you push him too hard, then he could get desperate and take actions we don't like.
So before we let you go, Colonel Davis, I understand Zelensky. I understand the Ukrainian people. I understand the refugees. I understand the prisoners of war. We don't even probably know how many prisoners of war came from Ukraine and that are in Russia now. But they keep saying, and I don't know if it's propaganda or what. We don't know what to believe, sir. And we appreciate your honesty on this. Is Ukraine really making headway, or is Putin so big, bad, and powerful that nothing can stop him?
Now, here's the truth. Here's the reality.
Okay.
Ukraine genuinely did make some significant military capacity, along with the help from the United States and NATO, not just in providing weapons, but also providing expert training, apparently outside of Ukraine, and they sent them back in. And Zelensky has thrown the kitchen sink into this. He's done everything in his power to advance as far as he can, as fast as he can, in the north and in the south. Because he knows that Putin has now mobilized and hundreds of thousands of Russians are coming. And Zelensky has succeeded here, but he is also these victories have come at a great cost in both materiel and in personnel. And they cannot keep this offensive up much longer because the winter, the fall and winter rains are already starting to fall, and that's going to limit how much they can move around until the ground freezes over for the winter. And that's about the time that Russia could be coming in with significant power. So the Ukraine, the idea is let's go as far as we can and then, you know, build some good, strong defenses in the expectation that here comes Russia. So the thought that it does exist in the West that Ukraine is just going to keep rolling all the way to the Russian border is just not realistic because they don't have the capacity to go that far. And soon Russia is building the capacity to come back in. So you could see all of this turn back around in the early part of 23.
End game. Colonel Davis, before we let you go, sir, end game. Russia is with China. Iran, the upset in Iran, and North Korea with the flying the warplanes. It's like, you know, this didn't happen under the previous president, sir. What's going on? Have we lost complete control on the geopolitical stage?
Well, you know, you introduced me by talking about my book, 11th Hour in 2020 America. And in that, the primary focus of that book was we have got to develop a better foreign policy because we are basically thinking only in terms of military coercion everywhere. In all those places you just mentioned, Iran, North Korea, Russia, China, all we ever do is talk about military stuff here and coercion and being strong. But if you do, you disperse your power too many places. And then if any one of those trip over and turn into conflict, we can't handle all four of them. And we've got to recognize there are limits to our power and that we need to start using diplomacy more to protect our national interests. And that is not protected if all we ever do is risk war or nuclear war in the case right now with Russia.
Lieutenant Colonel Daniel L. Davis, the book is 11th Hour in 2020 America. Colonel, thank you so much. Great chats always. We do appreciate it, sir. Thank you for your service to this great country.
Always my pleasure, Joe. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Colonel Daniel L. Davis, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Russ Salzberg is going to join us, but Joe is back. I ran in quick, and we got in so late last night. It was wild. It was like a 20 guys. And again, with respect to Al and to Joey Sebelia holding down the fort. By the way, Jen Kearns. How great is Jen Kearns, by the way? Guys?
Jen was great, she was supposed to come in today, but some unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah, the problem is that it seems like the people that are coming in, they're all getting injured.
Yes.
There's something like...
Is Arthur okay?
Arthur's all right. But like, Jen got hurt, like getting out of an Uber. Like she hurt a leg, like
but Joey, badly. Like yeah. She couldn't walk. It was bad.
I don't mean to let lawsuit.
Oh yeah,
of the lawyer. I know. Get it. Call Arthur Idala. Call Anthony Pope. Get on the job. You know what? But Jen is.
But everybody
so great.
Was great. Everybody.
And
was
I heard so many positive things about Jen and about and Arthur. My mom loves Arthur. You know, because he's so powerful. He's so great on the radio. We appreciate Arthur Idala and Joe Borelli's become part
Borelli's.
Of the family.
Yeah,
Joey is great.
It's been great. And you guys were great. I'm so proud of what we've accomplished here. And so it was nice to be able to, because I have to tell you, when I go away and we've worked so hard to build what we have here. And again, when Dr. Positano said, Joe, come on, I want you to go meet Jerry Crowley over, you know the history. And here we are, 8 years into our ninth year in the radio, we take it very seriously. And then I have to tell you, fellas, I did an interview with Fox Digital with a young kid. He kept talking to me about how because Greg Gutfeld's now winning and the late night talk shows, and he says, what about, and I'm a Jimmy Fallon, I love Jimmy, so we talked about the whole thing, but I said, you know what,
not a Trevor Noah guy,
I like Trevor, I like Trevor,
nobody watched him, they made a big deal like he's leaving, like nobody watched him.
Well, everybody's going because no one's watching anymore, and what we have here, and like I said, they call us conservative radio, they're conservative radio. I said, but you know what, we laugh about what, Al, 90% of the time,
of course,
we're goofing around. You gotta laugh. You
everybody
gotta
makes mistakes. You gotta have fun. I mean, look at President. Right. Look at Biden. I mean, the problem is that Biden makes mistakes every 7 seconds. He's dropping F bombs.
I gotta tell you,
doesn't know people are alive.
Yeah. And right.
We'll get into it when we come back. But I must say, when we were over there in Italy, and then they're treating us with such respect, and then you watch Joe Biden, and something is always like...
Real quick about Italy. I mentioned it this morning. I don't know if you saw this. Apparently, you guys were not in the Vatican on Wednesday, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So some American tourist apparently was in the Vatican on Wednesday, and when he was told he couldn't see the Pope, he broke two marble statues that were over 2,500 years old.
I know that guy. I saw him.
No,
I didn't. No, not true. Not true.
And then he said, Senator, did you or did you not? Can you at least say, Mr. Pope, that you had lunch with me?
No, actually, what I heard was they said he couldn't see the Pope, and then he went, shh, and he got all annoyed. He said, that's it.
He broke. I got to.
Two of them. Two of them.
Let me. When is Russ coming up next? Let's talk about Russ, and then in the last half of the show, we're going to tell you about. Remind me to tell you about the Vatican and how we went
there.
And we took the girls there, and the cardinal that I saw when he said, "Go on, my son. Go on, my son." And I said, you have anything sweet?
Anything sweet? I am love sugar.
We're walking through the Vatican, and I'm telling Frank Volpe, I said, Frank, you ever see that scene? He goes, I don't know that scene. I said, you haven't seen that Godfather 3? He goes, I don't watch Godfather 3. You have to watch it.
You have to watch it.
When Al Pacino has the low blood sugar. You got to have something that just to... I'm watching all these classic, these epic, historic, you know, monuments, and I'm thinking about Al Pacino and Godfather 3 at the Vatican. Only me. Hey, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, Joe on the radio. The great Russ Salzberg, the one, the only, is going to join us. Crispin Janelle. Is Janelle
Crispin? Janelle Crispin, yes.
I like calling her Crispin Janelle. I like that. Janelle Crispin is in for the great... Oh, and Debbie, could not have done the trip without Debbie Duhame. She was the ambassador. Kara was there front and center, and I was so... Debbie was great. So Janelle is in for Debbie this morning. Debbie will be back on Monday on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
One down, one to go in Fairlawn on 208, southbound into Fairlawn Avenue, an earlier accident and vehicle fire cleared away. But northbound into Morlot Avenue in Fairlawn, there's a crash. 21 southbound into 3rd Avenue in Newark, a collision. And 78 still closed on the eastbound side into exit 24 around Old Wick Road in Somerset. And that's because of a crash probe. GW Bridge inbound on the upper deck, 20 minutes, 15 on the lower level. Outbound on the upper deck, there's construction blocking the right lane. Lincoln Tunnel 10 into town. And at the Holland Tunnel, it's 20 minutes from the Turnpike, 35 from 1 and 9. Whitestone Bridge, Queensbound. Still have a crash at midspan. The left lane is blocked. BQE and Queens eastbound into Northern Boulevard slow, but a crash has been cleared away. BQE in Brooklyn westbound after the Brooklyn Bridge. We've got a disabled vehicle and a disabled vehicle on the Gowanus westbound into Hamilton Avenue. You now know where not to go. I'm Janelle Crispin with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Michael's of Brooklyn's where you got to go. It's right there on Avenue R. Nostra in Brooklyn, New York. Here's the number because everybody's going, and I want you to be able to get a reservation there. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. You go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You can join their Sauce of the Month Club. If you're around the country listening, you know you can go to the supermarket, pick up Michael's of Brooklyn. Everybody, and I mean everybody. I text pictures out. Or I tweet them out. There's people will send me pictures of Michael's of Brooklyn, and then they stock up with Michael's of Brooklyn, which is great. We appreciate it. You're going to love it. The Arrabbiata Puttanesca, fresh marinara, Michael's of Brooklyn. But call if you're going to go, and you want to go. Fred is there, and Johnny and Marianne and Michael and the great family is there, right there on Avenue R and Nostrand in the great borough of Brooklyn, New York, baby. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
For everything you need to know about health, wellness, and surviving everyday life in the New York, New Jersey metro area, stay tuned for the all-new Invite Health Radio with Amanda Williams at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, I just spoke to my buddy Alex Kinsella at Route 22 Toyota, and he told me that anyone looking to beat these ridiculous gas prices should get over to see them at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. That's because they've got one of the area's largest inventories of new Toyota vehicles, including the most fuel-efficient vehicles, like the 39-mile-per-gallon Toyota Camry, the 41-mile-per-gallon RAV4 Hybrid, or the one that started it all, Toyota Prius, which gets a combined 56 miles per gallon. No need to remortgage your house just to fill up the tank. Call Route 22 Toyota at 973-705-8905. Let them show you which fuel-efficient Toyota is right for you. Plus, they're making it easier than ever to get out of your gas guzzler by offering 125% of book value on your trade. That's right, any make, any model. 973-705-8905. Schedule an appointment at Route 22 Toyota. They'll give you 125% book value towards a fuel-efficient Toyota. And remember, tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Weeknights at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo live on the radio, 925. Back from Italy. Italy, we are back. Oh, my goodness gracious. I just wanted to jump on. And so the set list, the show list, the guest list put together in such a stellar fashion, as Joe Sibilia always does. I took a look, and I was so happy to see my friend Russ Salzberg on. What a great, great guy this guy is. And he, you could hear New York in his voice. He loves this this whole area. He's from this area, and he's kind enough to join us this morning. The man who knows more about sports than, I think, Al Gattula almost. And Al knows what he's talking about. Russ Salzberg, welcome back to the show, brother. Great to have you on with us.
What's up, Joe? How you doing, pal?
You know, we're back. I'm back. I jumped on the air. I surprised the guy. I said, let me go on. And I was so happy to see my buddy. How are you? Before we get into the Mets, before we get into the Yankees, before we get into Aaron Judge, how's Russ Salzberg doing? You look great. You're not aging, my friend. I love that. I love that, my friend.
Let me tell you, Joe, I'm proud to say and feel good, and I'm doing better than ever. And quite frankly, it's a very exciting time for me because my Get a Load of This podcast has now become video, and I'm doing it for Yes. I can now be seen starting next week.
Oh, that's great. I saw that. That's huge.
Starting next Tuesday, which is the 11th, all you nice people that need to do is download the Yes app, and you can get a load of this with me every week on the Yes app. Very excited. It's a great group of people, very enthusiastic, and it could be happening for me at a better time of year. I mean, it's the playoffs. It's everything's going on, so very excited about that. Thanks for bringing it up.
Well, I tell you, you and I, and again, and not to make it about us, but why not, Russ? We're on the radio by ourselves. Let's talk about us. You know what? We get old. I know you run. I try to stay in shape. I need Relief Factor, but I try to stay in shape. It's like the best is yet to come. But they think we get old. They're going to stop utilizing it. And then I'm on this Perlo tour. Russ, we're going a mile a minute. It was like a military operation going from one thing to the next. It's great that someone, in our age group, now you got a whole new thing in front of you. I mean, this is, but you don't stop. You never stopped anyway with this. Hey, so where can we find all your podcast? We want to know where we can find this, my friend.
As I said, all you got to do is download the Yes app, and I'll be there starting Tuesday. Just go download the Yes app. You know how to do that, Joe, don't you?
You know, I am a tech geek. When I tell you, I really do. There's not enough technology for me, and I love it for some reason, but I like when you hand people the phone our age and they look at the phone. No, this is the best one, Russ. I know this happens to you. Hey, Russ, can I get a picture? You go, sure. So you sit there and you pose for the picture, and then the person taking the picture can't figure out how to work the iPhone, right? And
well, it's the same thing. Somebody says to me, send me a selfie. How do you do that? I mean, anything more than a number two pencil is difficult for me. But again, I got to learn because I got to make sure me and everybody else downloads the Yes app so you can get a load of this weekly. All right?
We will. Hey, before we go to the Mets, man, in the playoffs, Aaron Judge, man, a gentleman. I mean, it was so exciting. Even in Italy, it's all about soccer there. But, man, they know and they appreciated Aaron Judge. How great was that, Russ Salzberg?
No, listen, what really makes it nice is he's a good guy.
Yeah.
So he's an he's an easy guy to root for. And, you know, it was also nice seeing him, of course, with his mom sitting next to Roger Maris Jr. The whole thing was done with class. He just held himself to a very high standard. He conducted himself extremely well. And all's well that ends well. He did it. I was getting a little concerned if he was going to be able to do it.
To
be honest with you, if he would have ended up stuck on 61 to end up tied with Roger Maris, that wouldn't have been the end of the world either. But it's now his. It stays with the Yankee family, so it's all good.
It is good. Now, how are the Mets going to do? What are you thinking? Give us your overview, Russ Salzberg.
Well, look, I was there yesterday, and I will tell you this. If you were looking for something to give you an inkling about what's going to happen, I left there very confident about the Mets because Buck Showalter was so loosey-goosey. And when I say loosey-goosey, not loosey-goosey in an arrogant way, but like just very calm, relaxed, and that tends to go down, you know, extend to his players. It's a fun time. This is why you play. They got the I think they got the lousy taste out of their mouths of the bad series that they had with the Braves. Listen, you win 101 games and you end up in second. You know, that's not a catastrophe of a season. It's something to be proud of. Would they have liked to have won the division? For sure. The only concern that I have, you got Scherzer going tonight in game one, and all signs are pointing to that if the Mets win tonight, all signs are pointing to Buck Showalter's going to hold DeGrom back and go with, let's say, Bassett in game two. And my attitude is this. If you win tonight, you don't want to see what happens in game two. You want to put the hammer down and, you know, you step on somebody's throat and you got them down and finish them off. I would like to see, and I would say this to you, if the Mets go ahead and take two in a row and DeGrom never pitches, so then they can say they got him for games one and maybe five of the LCS. But you know what? You can't look past to the next series. You know, you remember all the conversations I had with you this year when they were saying, well, the Yankees got to make sure they're in shape when they face the Houston Astros in the ALCS. And I said, screw that. You got to win your division first. And then you got to win your divisional series first. You start looking past, it bites you on the keister, both cheeks. Yeah. So you don't look past anything.
Only Russ, I love that. What you say? Stop.
Come on, you didn't do none of keister for crying out loud. Who are you talking to? You're talking to me here.
You got to step on the neck and crush the neck. I love that vernacular. I mean, oh, my gosh, it is great. But, you know, let me go back, if I can, to Aaron Judge because – again, forgive me if you're Mets fans, and I know my youngest daughter, Charlie, God bless her, loves the Mets. Debbie Duhaime, all about the Mets, you know. We were on the tour. People had Mets paraphernalia, and we wish the Mets all the very best. You and I are old enough, Russ, my friend, to remember Roger Maris hitting that 61st, and it is great. And this is monumental. It's great when someone breaks the record to applaud it, and the way the Yankees handled it I thought was really classy. Yes?
Well, everything was great. It was really nice. You know, I mean, there was nothing negative about it. What could be negative about a guy like Judge breaking a record? You know, it was terrific. But I have to say this. Yep. Go ahead, go.
No, I was going to ask, are they going to sign him up? I mean, now they could have signed him. They should have signed him up. Now what's going to happen with Aaron Judge Yankees?
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
You say they should have signed him up. They offered him $213.5 million for 7 years. Okay, it was $30.5 million a year. They should have signed him up. And I'm going to tell you something else. To me, it's 50-50 that they re-sign him. Why is that? Let's say they offer him $300 million now.
Yeah.
Let's say the San Francisco Giants, who are desperate, and he's from the area, they offer $100 million more. Yeah. You know, there's not going to be a bad side in this. When you're talking about this kind of money, it's a huge business deal. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, Russ, as Hyman Ross said, it's the business we've chosen. That's it.
I use that line every day. This is the business. Yeah, so I didn't ask. I know Mo was headstrong.
I didn't ask. But see, only you, I have to tell you, and I say this with much love.
Uh-oh.
You're the most twisted person I know. Now, why do I say that? Only you would go to the Vatican and think of Al Pacino screaming on a step stair with his daughter getting shot. Only you. No, screaming.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Russ,
I love you, man. Thank you for taking the time. Love to the family, Russ Salzberg. Please come back all the time, anytime.
Well, you and I are going to be talking next week. But again, folks, download the Yes app today. All right. Talk to you about it.
We will, Russ. We will do that. Thank you. By the way, you could download that Yes app, and we appreciate it that everybody who listens, I understand. And when we go on the Perla tour, everybody, they go out, they listen, they're buying cars at Route 22 Toyota, they're taking Balance of Nature, they're taking Relief Factor. So one other thing that would be, I think, advantageous for you is to download Russ Salzberg. You know, they don't make him like Russ anymore. We appreciate him taking the time with us. Hey, Joe on the radio, we'll talk Italy when we come back, all right? We want to catch up. Just a great time. And I think, for me, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or whatever it is, Italy time. I'm wired. It's like I'm wired like it's in the afternoon. So forgive me, but just great to be back with you. Love you for always listening. Love being part of this. We call it the Radio Episcopo family, but with Al and with Joey. Debbie will be back Tuesday, not Monday. And we're here for you. So, and by the way, Al has the news just for you in the News Nook on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
63 and sunny at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New York City garbage truck driver facing charges after striking an elderly woman and leaving her critically hurt. Police say Kyle Brown, driving a city sanitation truck yesterday morning on 85th Street in Brooklyn, when he hit an 81-year-old woman crossing the street. She suffered serious leg injuries, is listed in critical condition at the hospital. Brown was charged with failing to yield to a pedestrian, among other counts. An early morning water main break is causing issues for some customers in New Jersey. The 74-inch main burst along Bloomfield Avenue and Church Street in Nutley early this morning, flooding nearby backyards. Customers in Essex, Hudson, and Passaic counties could be impacted as crews work to make repairs. In sports, the Mets begin their quest for a championship tonight. Amazons open their best of three wild card series against the Padres in Flushing. Max Scherzer, Yu Darvish, your starters. Game two is tomorrow night. Game three is, if necessary, will be on Sunday night. The Yankees are off. They'll await the winner of the Guardians and Rays wild card series. And this sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain free today. Stuck in traffic? Janelle Crispin's got the answer.
They've got slow going at the Verrazano Bridge on the upper deck, Brooklyn bound. There's a disabled vehicle. The right lane is blocked. And a couple of disabled vehicles in Brooklyn that will slow you up. One on the Gowanus Expressway. It's westbound into Hamilton Avenue. The right lane is blocked. To the BQE, westbound into the Brooklyn Bridge, there's a disabled vehicle, and that's causing delays. We have a crash at the Whitestone Bridge still being cleared. Queens bound, the left lane is blocked about mid-span. We have a slow go as you travel on the Harlem River Drive, southbound into 135th, but a crash there has been cleared away. GW Bridge, we have delays running about 20-25 minutes on the upper and lower deck. It's about 25 at the Lincoln Tunnel and about 20-25 at the Holland Tunnel as well. We do have slow going on the Bruckner northbound East Tremont Avenue out to Westchester Avenue with the Cross Bronx very heavy. The Bronx River Parkway out to the GW Bridge under the apartments outbound on the upper deck construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Janelle Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed.com. As the leaves change, leave the hiring to Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you live in New York, pay close attention, please. If your loved one needs home care benefits, the law governing New York is scheduled to change January 1st, 2023. This is important enough to repeat. Please listen listen carefully. If your loved one needs home care benefits, the law governing New York is scheduled to change January 1st, 2023. All 2023 financial transactions 30 months prior to application for benefits will be scrutinized and subject to penalty periods, including gifts to family members. Financial transfers must be made and benefits applications must be submitted before December 31st to ensure eligibility and protect your assets. The time to plan is now. Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, are experts in this area and can help you get in under the deadline. But you must start the process as soon as possible before the start of December to complete by the end of the year. Call Connors and Sullivan today. Don't delay. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500.
It's Dr. Lederman about innovative cancer treatment options often hidden elsewhere. Dr. Lederman discusses all options, what every doctor should do. Patients are amazed at Dr. Lederman's first in America radio surgery, Hidden Options, non-invasive, outpatient, highly successful treatment where we attack the cancer. I'm Dr. Lederman for your loved one with cancer treatment options that may have been hidden from you when most needed. For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted. Call Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 choices, 2 and 2 choices, for appointment and free cancer treatment booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Learn about hidden cancer treatment options. Hidden no more with Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 choices, 2 and 2 choices.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Christopher Slutman is one of those heroes. Christopher was a decorated 15-year FDNY member. He later became a staff sergeant in the United States Marine Corps. He was serving our country in Afghanistan when he was killed in action by an IED, leaving behind his wife and 3 children. When a first responder or military service member does not come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring the family stability. Christopher's family is able to stay in the house that he and his wife picked to raise their kids, the house that their kids feel safe in, the house where everyone showed up to support the family after Christopher's death. Help America's heroes and their families. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. T2T.org.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Brandon Tatum. Tonight at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
That's new Bruce Springsteen, 942 with Joe on the radio. Yeah, I saw a great picture of John Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen down the shore. That was a great to see them together. Again, let's put politics aside. Let's appreciate the artists as they are. Joe on the radio jumped on. It was so crazy. I came in late last night, and we got through custom. It was quicker to go from Rome to JFK than to go from JFK to my house. It was the traffic, I'm telling you.
Gee, what a surprise.
Oh, my Lord, it was crazy. But by the way, a shout out to our friend Teresa, general manager at JFK. JFK was great. We got through customs so quickly, and they were so efficient. Plus, I saw a lot of federal police there. I saw a lot of local police there. It was great to see. You know, when we came back to America, they were polite. Customs was polite. So a shout out to the folks at JFK. And we got through so easily. And then we got a bellman, and then I saw everybody that was on the tour. And we had such a great time on this Perilla tour.
That's
and
awesome.
we'll talk about it on Monday, because going over there with 70 of our closest friends, and it was like a military operation. We went from when we went into Rome, and then we saw Rome when we were right across from the U.S. Embassy. And we just had a great time in Rome itself going around. Then we went to we did a show on the Wednesday, the 28th, when we were there. And we went out to a beautiful place. I forget the names of these these places, but it was a beautiful.
I saw you were singing somewhere else. I know you had to do a show. What was it, Wednesday or whatever you were performing? Yeah. But then apparently, like later in the trip, I see you with a there's a band and a keyboard
We did Rome, and then I'll tell you the itinerary and the great time that we had. We had a great time. We saw the Colosseum when we went through. And when we went to the Vatican, it was... Now, when I went there, I went with Olivia, and Frankie Volpe was there, and we were with Alexandra as well. So we go in now, and I had to get the girls up. It was so early in the morning. And I could have left them there in Rome and said, well, go ahead. Why don't you go at your own speed? But I'm a worrywart dad. So I said, girls, come with me. Let's go look at the Vatican. So we go over there, and they split us up because there's so many people. So many people are in Italy now, and it was beautiful, and it was great. When I took my daughter, Alexandra, we went into St. Peter's, the Basilica. She was stunned at the glory and the beauty of that, of the Pietà from Michelangelo, from the beauty. You could just feel the presence of I think it's the presence of the Lord. But my daughter Allie was there. Now then, Olivia started to not feel great. She's such a warrior, my young. Don't forget, she got a surgery a couple months ago, right, guys? A couple months ago.
Yeah.
She's going through at a pace, summertime, keeping up with us. So she said, Dad, I don't feel so good. I said, I'm going to stay with you. And I said, Allie, you stay with me. We had Paolo, our guide, and then we had somebody else that was a guide. And I said to Frankie Volpe, and a big shout out to Frankie and his wife. They were very helpful. And everybody just watched over Olivia like I can't tell you. I said, Allie, stay with Frankie. Stay with everybody else. I want you to see the St. Peter's Basilica here. So she stayed. And then I walked Olivia out very slowly. It was tough for her. She was great. So we went through. I got her something to drink. I got her something to eat with my Olivia. And I stayed with her. And we walked out to St. Peter's Square. And I took pictures. And I explained to her the history of it all. And it was a family. We were all together like a family. My daughter, though, Allie, came out of there saying, Dad, I've never seen anything so beautiful in my life. It is breathtaking. And I got to get you guys there. I really thought Joey Sebilia.
I can only imagine. You're the closest thing I've ever seen to the Roman Colosseum is the Nassau Colosseum. So I can't really say that I'm too cold in that regard.
And let's jump ahead. We went. So then we go. And it was great. And Olivia did great. And she's great now. But I wanted to stay home. And I was supposed to jump in the studio at Fox. And I said, let me just stay with Olivia just because her mom's not there. So I said, I'm the safety net, and I wanted to be the safety net. So it's first and foremost being a dad, and she's doing great, thank God. And I thank everybody. Then there was a great couple, Rob and Nancy, a guy, a former cop from Nassau County, and he kind of watched out for me. And then Nancy was an RN, so she watched out for Olivia. It was like that. It was like that. We were a family together, and we had the best time ever. And it was a pace I couldn't even believe we were on, you know? And I got to tell you, just as an aside, remind me to talk about it on Monday. Yeah. Is we're going to catch the train from Rome to Florence. So now we're kind of late, and the bus is there. So now there's two groups. Marco had one group, Debbie's group, and then I was with Paolo. And then so now we're in the train station. I think I mentioned to you, we're in the train station in Rome. And then I hear Paolo, our guide, he looks at his watch, and I said, I told you this on the air. It was like Jurassic Park. He said, run, 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 we make it the train. And I saw people running, passing me, like flying past me, you know. And we made the train. Paolo made a call. He knew a guy. So we held the train for a second, which we never do, and we did. But cut to.
And that guy got duked.
No, in Italy, if you cause a little bit of a tiff, they would go, okay. And they bypass all laws and all regulations, and they do whatever they have to do to get it done. That's the Italians.
And then those Americans, they show up at the Vatican, and they want to see the Pope, and next thing you know, they're breaking statues. I
mean, and they do it. Oh, my God.
Did anybody end up on the island? That's the big question.
No, it was great. No? So they'll cut to... We were at Torciano Winery. We were with a Pierluigi, my friend, and he was great. And we went and had a sit-down dinner
with all the different wines, which we did last year, and we went back there. So now, Al, you're going to love this. So
how
I'm sitting there, and listen, I'm with Ali to my right. I got Olivia to my left. Everybody, Frankie, and everybody's there. And I saw, and Pierre Luigi is doing he does this great presentation, and everybody is there. I'm telling, we had Indianapolis there with his whole gentleman from his whole family. I was just great, and we're sitting there, and the one Leo, the nephew, comes over. He goes, Joe, Cantoni. Leo. So he goes, Joe, Cantoni. And I know Cantoni Italian means a song. So I go, no, he didn't just ask me. Hell yeah, yep. You're going to sing, Joe. Oh. You're going to sing.
I am. I get paid for that.
I didn't say that. So then, and then someone else came over and said, oh, you're going to sing, Joe Biscopo, you're going to sing.
See, aren't, I love Italians, but aren't they a little pushy in that way that like you can't say no, that you can't say no.
And
they don't
and
give you the room to say it.
And so I go over, there's a guy, Carmelo, and he's playing the keyboard. And I go, Carmelo, can I punch my phone in with a track? Oh. And he goes, see. So, you know, I got up there, and there I had my friends, Barry Gutin from Philadelphia, with his wife, Hank Rossi from Philadelphia, was there. Our beautiful audience, everybody was there.
Right.
And I said, let me do something. So I got up, I did Summer Wind. I ended up doing a set.
But these guys had some talent that were playing, right? Remember we were at Dino and Harry's, and they wanted you to perform with the piano guy? And the piano was like off key, and he couldn't sing.
Well, the guy had four fingers.
Right,
you remember that guy?
Yeah,
Joey, my piano player, Joey Four Fingers. What? Do you remember? The guy was a butcher before he was a pianist, and he had a little bit of a situation.
And you were like, can you hit a C? And he's like, my finger, it's gone. I can't hit that key. You know,
I told you, Joey and Joey Four Fingers, we love you. But I was like, it was great.
That's great.
Listen, it was great. And Carmen, and then Ali got up by popular demand. She crushed Mambo Italiano again.
He does the scale, but he goes, do, re, mi, so, you know,
hey,
he doesn't hit fa.
Fonopoly. Do, re, mi, Fonopoly. Yeah. That's
fa,
what
he can't hit because he got a missing finger.
So we did it, and we did, and yes, I did sing again, and we just had the best time ever. I'll tell you the stories, you know, as we unfold. Give me a couple months. So much happened. It was such a huge success. A big shout out to Steve Perillo, Janice, and the team at Perillo. They make the best time. I can't even believe we made it home. So then I ran in, and I'm home. So I said, let me jump on the air with you guys because you've been very gracious, listening and saying and following the trip, and it's all good. And
Thanks for checking in. We do appreciate it. It was great.
I tell you, it was great, and you guys are great. Got to take you guys next. It is a magnificent country,
great to have
magnificent
you people.
I tell you,
awesome.
And we're going back. We're going back. I think Naples to Sorrento and maybe Sicily. We're going to take
there
Arthur's going to be our tour guide. Arthur Idala is going to be the tour guide.
There you go.
You know, we need that. Hey, we're going to break. Janelle Crispin is with us. Doing traffic. Debbie's back on Tuesday. Joey on the radio. Alice here. Joey's here. And a shout out to Cara Fusaro. We had such a great time with Cara and her beautiful family. She got to see Italy. And we just had a great Perillo Piscopo tour. You know what? We're going to do it again. And hopefully you'll join us next time. 9:51. Here's traffic on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Looking better at the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn bound on the upper deck. A stall has been cleared away. Whitestone Bridge, we've got a crash. Queens bound, the left lane is blocked. GW Bridge looks like some earlier delays have eased out. Inbound on the upper deck, lower deck about a 5-minute wait. And outbound, there's upper deck construction blocking the right lane across the span. Lincoln Tunnel inbound 5 minutes. And at the Holland Tunnel, 15-minute delays from both the Turnpike and the 19 approach. Route 17 in Rochelle Park, southbound into Central Avenue, there's a crash. Right lane is blocked. 78. Into exit 24 in Somerset, still shut down because of an accident investigation. 208 southbound into Plaza Road in Fairlawn, there's a crash. And we have all lanes closed on 202 northbound 287 up to Darlington Avenue in Oakland and southbound Seminary Road down to Pawnee Avenue in Mahwah, and that's because of construction. Alternate side of the street parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Janelle Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Local Business Owner, do you get calls from multiple digital marketing firms trying to sell you the quick fix to your marketing challenges? Maybe you've bought the latest tactic that some hotshot sold you and you're wondering where your results are. The problem is, you know you need to market your business, but trusting a partner, well, that's been a challenge. Our solution for many local business owners is through our digital marketing solutions, Salem Surround. Salem Surround is unique because we're based on the same guiding principles that Salem Media is. We actually care about our clients and we're accountable to our results. The same care that we deliver our radio content to you is the same we do with all our digital marketing services. So reach out to us at SalemSurround.com today and we'll consult with you about your individual needs and create a customized plan to actually do what you need your investment to do. That's SalemSurround.com. A full-service digital marketing solution for your business.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, love telling you about folks like Sandra in Minnesota. She's been dealing with back pain for years. And you know how cold it gets in Minnesota, right? Well, seems like the cold only makes the pain worse. But Sandra heard about 100% drug-free Relief Factor on the radio. Decided to try it, and even though she doubted it, it worked, and she loves it, and she's out of pain. Same thing happened with me. Matter of fact, I'm taking Relief Factor as we speak, taking my first package of the day, you know, little packet of the day. I love being able to tell you that hundreds of thousands of others have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% have gone on to order more. So we want you to be out of pain. And your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. You go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. It's 800-4-RELIEF. Or go to, please, get yourself out of pain by going to relieffactor.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A fantastic way to end our work week and kick off the weekend, as we're starting off with sunshine, maybe mixing with a few clouds at times, and we can't rule out a shower, but most places will be dry. It'll also be breezy as well. High temperature reaches up to 75, and then we'll be cloudy with a sprinkle lingering tonight, a low of 48. Tomorrow and Sunday is going to be dry with partly sunny skies, but cooler. 59 for the high tomorrow, and then with the sunshine Sunday, 63 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. I'm back. Al's going to kill me again. Sonny, I got 2 seconds. I wanted to get you on the air. Sonny, how are you? Good morning. Thanks for calling. What are you thinking, my friend?
Yeah, how you doing, friend? That was a great story about Italy. Anyway, I want to welcome you back to the U.S. I'll be seeing your show in a few weeks up in St. Allen. But I just want to say to talk about Lieutenant Joe Petrosino, one of the greatest Italian-Americans of all time, who invented the bomb squad and NYPD. You know, he's forgotten a lot. He passed away. He was murdered in 1909. Right. The only police officer that ever got an inspector's funeral in two countries. The first police officer ever died overseas. It was portrayed by a 1960 film. Ernest Borgnine played the part. He did a great job. And Theodore Roosevelt, the president of that time, was actually his friend, encouraged to come on the police department from sanitation. And he gave him the eulogy. It was a beautiful eulogy.
Sonny,
in 2009.
That's a great...
A quarter million New Yorkers was there at his funeral.
That's a great reference. We'll talk about that Monday. Let's talk about that Monday. Sonny, great, great reference. It's a great, great Italian-American story. Al Gattulo, thank you. Joey Sebilia, thank you for watching the story. Joe Borelli, thank you. Jen Kearns, thank you. Arthur Idala, thank you. We are back on Monday. It's Columbus Day weekend. I'll talk to you on Sunday night. We're going to broadcast from the Columbus Citizens Foundation on Monday, celebrating what? Columbus Day. It's Columbus Day in America. God bless you. Go out and make it the best weekend ever, because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.